Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. I'm so glad you're here with me today and tuning in. I pray this podcast encourages, inspires, motivates, makes you think a little bit, and yes, challenges you. I love the Bible. I love how it challenges us. I love how it inspires us. I love how it encourages us. I love how you can read a passage of Scripture one day and it means something totally different the next. Why is that? Because the Bible is living and active. That's why it's the living Word of God. I can read one verse one day and it will mean something totally different to me the next day. Title of my podcast today. I'm excited about it. Seek first. Seek first. Man, if I was just to think about my life, and I'm just sitting here thinking about so many different things in my life that I've sought first before I sought after God. I sought after being a singer. I sought after it, would work at it and work at it and work at it. And then when I finally did it, I knew it wasn't what God wanted me to do. I got born again in 94. When I was born again in 94, my life changed. Not right away, but in many ways that it did. But it changed in many ways over the years. And I knew that I wanted to go into ministry some way. I knew I was called to that. But at first, I went into it for all the wrong reasons. And it jumped up and bit me. I wasn't seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I was doing ministry because it brought attention. I was able to do music, which I love. I was able to sing. I was able to do, I love worship music. But we had a great team of people, but at the same time, I was so young in the ministry, so young in my walk with God, and I wasn't seeking God first. And I made a lot of mistakes. And I'm sure you can relate to that. There are other areas in my life that haven't sought first the Lord. I haven't sought God first in finances. It says to seek him first in everything. All these things that we're seeking him for. So many people seek playing a sport first, or being a celebrity first, or seeking material things and possessions and money and fame and notoriety and all this stuff. When all that really matters is, and all that God really wants is us to seek him. Seek him. What's first in your life? You know, we've heard the sermon. We've heard the sermon when the preacher preaches. You know, you'll be able to tell what's really first in your life if you look at someone's checkbook, if you look where they spend their time, and you'll notice it where they give their resources to. And that's kind of like the checkbook, but in many ways, what we can give, we can serve and give our time, talent, and treasure. Where do we give our time, talent, and treasure? And that could be a little bit misleading because, to be quite honest with you, churches are pushing aside a lot of people that are over the age of 45. That's just a fact. It's kind of disgusting, but it is a fact. So someone who is into the music ministry and feels it's their calling and feels it's their purpose, yet they can't do it because you aren't what the church is looking for as far as age goes. It can be discouraging, I'm not gonna lie. However, the Bible does not lie. The Bible says that if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things that we seek will be added. That's Matthew 6, 33. Matthew 6, 33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things that we're seeking will be added to you as well. Where do you serve? Where do you give your time, talent, and treasure? Where do you seek after God? When do you seek after God? You can't seek after God and not be changed. You can't seek after God and continue to pursue the world. Those two things just don't make sense. They don't. They don't make sense. How could you seek after the world and continue to seek after the world and yet the kingdom of God be first in your life? It's just impossible. I love the verse, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and yet forfeits his soul? Matthew 16, 26. That's what happens when we seek after other things before we seek after the world, or before we seek after the Lord. What does it profit a man if he gains everything? Has the houses, the cars, the boats, the motorhomes, the bank account. But he's broke inside. He's broke inside. I don't care who you are. Preachers go through this. They seek other things before they seek the Lord. They might seek after doing a great sermon before seeking the Lord. You know, not everything is meant that is meant to be shared with people. I mean, I have a podcast that I record, but most of the time it's what I'm experiencing personally. But if a preacher is simply reading the Bible so he can preach a sermon and that's how he's, and that's it, and he's not really seeking after the Lord to grow, something's wrong. And I have to be careful sometimes too that I'm not just seeking the Lord so I can write jump starts, so I can do a jumpstart podcast, so I can write worship songs, so I can lead worship. I have to seek the Lord because I want God to change me. I want to be a better person. I want to be a godly man. I'm striving for holiness. I'm not there yet, but I'm striving to be holy. I make a lot of mistakes, folks. And guess what? So do you. But all these things that we're running after, clamoring after, weren't they brought to their knees when this pandemic hit? Didn't the pandemic give us a dose of reality of what's really important? How many hours can we spend at work? How many hours can we make more money? How much more time can we spend away from our family, earning more money? How much more time can we waste on stupid things rather than godly things? Do you have a kingdom mindset? The Bible also says those that seek the Lord lack no good thing. Think about that. Those that seek the Lord lack no good thing. Now, God's definition of a good thing is probably way different from our definition of a good thing. Because what may seem like a good thing to us might not be a good thing to God. And we have to accept that. If we are in the business of seeking after God in his word and having our mind and heart transformed and renewed in the word of God, like Romans 12 says, we're going to know what God's will is. We're going to know where we should be serving, what we should be doing. But the Bible's clear. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. But what happens? We get caught up in other things. Other things come in and choke the word. We get caught up in those other things. Bible doesn't say seek second. It says seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. What's first in your life? Could it be your phone? I struggle with being on my phone a lot. Could it be the television? Could it be your kids? Could it be your job? Could it be the money you make? Could it be you're identified by what you do and not who you are in Christ Jesus? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. All of these things that you're seeking, they will be added unto you if it lines up with God's word. God isn't going to do anything, give you anything that's going to hurt you. He wants you to be better. He doesn't want you to be bitter. He doesn't want you to be angry. He doesn't want you to be frustrated. He doesn't want you to be complaining. He doesn't want you to be seeking after all of the things of the world. In fact, the Bible's very clear that if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. So my encouragement for you today, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek him first. Seek him first. Seek him first. Seek him first in the morning. Seek him before you go to bed. Pray during the day, short little prayers. Watch how your life changes. Watch how your life changes. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.